Here. It's Monday, August 8th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Digital transformation may not be all it's cracked up to be, and an MSP breach taking down the UK's NHS. This is the Business of Tech. Digital transformation. Listeners know I've never been a fan of the phrase, so when several pieces hit simultaneously, I noticed. First, is digital transformation relevant in a recession? Tech Republic looks here, noting a survey of CIOs by Morgan Stanley indicating that nearly 10% plan to increase spending on digital transformation in 2022, a slight decline since 2021. The piece highlighted the initiatives that fall into three categories. First, cost reduction through new technologies like cloud migrations or automation. Second, enhancements of current products or services through digital technologies, like an app that pairs with physical product. Or third, creating operational flexibility, like remote hybrid working tools. ZDNet reviewed IDC's predictions on digital transformation. Here are two highlights. By 2023, 90% of worldwide organizations will prioritize investments in digital tools to augment physical spaces and assets with digital experiences. And by 2025, 60% of organizations will capitalize on disruption with an enterprise and ecosystem-wide approach to automation, leveraging model-based enterprise concepts and low-code, no-code platforms. But Protocol argues that customers are not seeing the rewards. Quote, air travel is abysmal. Healthcare is still stuck with one foot in the past. Store shelves are still stocked with an overabundance of items no longer in demand. Supply chains are a mess. Algorithms are still bad at suggesting things we like. And customer service largely remains an infuriating experience. We can't even get accurate credit scores. So what have billions of dollars in IT investments meant for consumers? It's a tricky question to answer, as many of the changes to date, apart from a massive proliferation of apps, are likely invisible to the end consumer. And a lot of investments are focused on internal improvements that might cut operational costs, but do nothing to improve customer interactions. And here's another passage. But all the promised IT investments were at least supposed to position businesses to better respond to market-altering occurrences. Instead, companies have no idea what consumers want. And it's paved the way for a new cycle of vendors that are all promising the magic software fix. And finally, it is still early in the journey among most large businesses to become tech-driven, which helps explain why results have been lackluster. These are very difficult migrations, and companies are simultaneously facing a weakening economy, shattered supply chains, and ever-worsening global relations. But the never-ending cascade of society-altering events isn't slowing down, and that means businesses have to learn to adapt faster. If done thoughtfully, tech can play an important role. Now, why do we care? It can be true that this digital transformation will happen and deliver business value, while at the same time, customers feel none of it. That's not optimal, to be sure, but it's possible. I've hated the name because I don't view digital as a single-time transformation, but instead as an ongoing process and continual need. Transformation implies it's one and done. It's not. And this is where I believe smaller companies can thrive, their ability to be agile and adaptable. Rather than a single monolithic transformation, customers and their providers simply view it as the strategy and direction and continually invest and move to digital. That plan feels far more transformational. Well, with a headline like this, I couldn't miss it. UK NHS suffers outage after a cyber attack on the managed service provider. The MSP, Advanced, delivers a client-patient management system used by 85% of NHS 111 services and was taken offline by the attack. Public access to Advanced's status page is now blocked by a login form allowing access only to customers and employees. Advanced Chief Operating Officer Simon Short confirmed that the incident was caused by a cyber attack detected on Thursday morning. Bleeping Computer noted that while no details were provided regarding the nature of the cyber attack, based on the wording, it is likely that this was a ransomware or data extortion attack. Why do we care? Messing with the NHS in the UK is a big deal, so don't dismiss the bad PR on this one. The BBC covered it. This weekend, I have an interview with a corporate espionage expert, and one of the directions he focused on is how small suppliers are avenues to larger prey. This screams that, putting that MSP right in the crosshairs. And that's why we care. Did you know about Stir Shaken? If you're doing voice for your customers, you'd better. The deadline was June 30th. This technology is focused on reducing robocalls, and providers have to take action. Are you compliant? The team at OIT VoIP has put together resources for you to learn more, or for their customers, it's already handled. Want to learn more? Visit oit.co/MSPradio for resources to help make sure you're covered. Thanks for listening. Today is International Cat Day, which in my house would be the most important, but I will note it is also Digital Nomad Day, which is important for this show's themes. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.